Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. Ayah 29 of Surah Ra'd reads, "Those who have faith and do righteous deeds, happy are they and good is their destination." Yes, faith and good deeds will end in the eternal salvation. Dear listeners, it was said that fasting is a heritage of Prophet Adam, and it has been there in all creeds and among all nations. One of the oldest Abrahamic religions which have ordered fasting is Judaism. In Judaism, girls must do all obligatory acts at the age of 12, while the age for boys is 13. Of course, those who are sick and pregnant and nursing women are exempted from fasting. Fasting includes broader items than abstention from eating and drinking. These items include reading the Torah and other prayers, confession of sins, visiting graves, sleeping on the ground, refraining from talking and listening to music. Jews even prevent children and cattle from eating. All kinds of fasting in Judaism are observed from dawn to full darkness, except the fasting of Yom Kippur and the ninth of Av, which are observed from the sunset on one day to the sunset of the following day. Fasting in Judaism is divided into obligatory and recommended ones. Obligatory fasting includes the ones which are mentioned in their holy scripture. They usually mark historical events. Yom Kippur is the day of forgiving the worship of the calf by Israelites. The ninth of Av is the day of tough famine in Jerusalem. 17th of Tammuz is the fall of Jerusalem. These and some others are obligatory days of fasting. Other days don't have a specific time, and everyone can fast in various occasions. Yom Kippur is one of the obligatory days of fasting among Jews. They have to fast half an hour before sunset till half an hour after the sunset of the following day. Jews refrain from eating and drinking. They avoid perfume and anointment. They do not wear leather shoes. They avoid sexual intercourse. Some of the Jewish women even do not breastfeed their babies. Some others do not feed their animals. Jews wear white clothes and go to synagogue for prayer. A rabbi announces Yom Kippur by blowing a special horn, and Jews break their fast after 25 hours. It is said that this fasting dates back to Prophet Moses coming back from Mount Sinai. Prophet Moses had been away from his people for 40 days. But when he returned, he noticed that the Israelites were worshipping the Samari calf instead of God. Seeing this, Moses went back to the Sinai, and Israelites regretted their sins and were engaged in worship for 40 days. On the 10th day of the 7th Jewish month, and Prophet Moses coming back from Mount Sinai, God forgave the sins of Israelites, and the day became known as Yom Kippur. According to the Torah, fasting is prescribed for four reasons: prevention of divine punishment, immunity from enemies, gaining spiritual preparedness for fulfilling divine duties, and confessing the past sins. It is mentioned in the Old Testament that fasting is not the goal, but the means to regret and repent for the sins. It is said in Judaism that fasting helps man to get humble before God and compensate for his or her sins. It is mentioned in the book of Isaiah that one day Jews complain as why God does not pay attention to their fasting, to which God answers, "Fasting has not made you humble, and you are still arrogant and oppressive. You fast while you wrong your workers, quarrel with each other, and prioritize your vested interest. Whereas the fasting that I like is for you to end wringing, evil and injustice. Free the oppressed, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and open your doors for the destitute. Only in this way will I answer your prayer." These words show that God was dissatisfied with the Israelites due to their heedlessness toward the reality of fasting. These evil characteristics are rampant among majority of Jews to this day, parts of Jews who have nothing to do with prophet Moses, have usurped the land through massacre. They have committed every crime during 8 decades. Therefore, they will never be expurgated of their great sins and heinous crimes through mere fasting. They fast 7 days while their hearts are filled with enmity against humanity, and they consider followers of other religions as semi-humans and servants of Jews. The blessed month of Ramadan is the month of self-building, and covering this course becomes easier once we get accustomed to the Quran and become a friend of this noble book. This month provides an atmosphere in which human being can free himself from the hubbub of everyday life. It makes one think of oneself and the aim of life. The sweet ayahs of the Quran touch the inward of human being and grow his innate nature. The fourth infallible successor of the Prophet, Imam Sajjad, peace upon him, says in a supplication, "O God, make the Quran my companion in the dark of nights, my guard against the temptations of Satan, my controller when I speak idle and I am plunged in negligence. Make the Quran a means of my admonishment, whereby you show me its marvels."